A private buffoon is a light-hearted loon. If you listen to popular rumor, from the wars of the night, it's so joyous and bright that he bubbles with wit and good humor. He's so quaint and so versatile, been frozen in verse, so people forgive his best special. There are one or two rules, they're all semi-fools, but the term is a double profession. There are one or two rules, half a dozen maybe, they're all feminine fools, whatever degree, but the term is a double profession. If you wish to succeed as a jester, you'll need to consider each person's auricular. What is all right for me would fetch scandal, I see, but he is so very particular. And if he may be dull and he's anything dull, he's an empty of brains for ladle. While F is a sharp and will cry with a cough that he's stolen your best joke from his cradle. When your humor's a slouch, you can't let yourself go, and it does put you out when a person says, oh, I've known that old joke from the cradle. Comes a bishop, maybe, or a solemn GDO, beware of his anger provoking. Better not pull his hair, don't stick pins in his hair, he don't understand practical joking. If the jester you peg, have an orthodox peg, you may get a bland smile from these sages. But should they by chance be imported from France, half a crown is knocked out of your wages. It's a general rule, though your zeal it may quench, if the family fool tells a joke with two pence, half a crown is knocked out of his wages. Though your brain it may wreck with a bilious attack, and your senses don't think you're losing, don't be mopey and flat, they don't find you for that if you're properly quaint and amusing. Though your wife ran away with a soldier that day, and took with her your trifle of money, bless your heart, they don't mind. They're exceedingly kind. They don't blame you so long as you're partner. It's a comfort to feel if your partner should sit, though you suffer a deal, they don't mind it a bit. They don't blame you so long as you're finished.